on RTRFM 92.1. My name is Ben Ainsley. I'm going to share with you now a quote. This is going to be wow. I hope Wikipedia will melt phone systems in Washington on Wednesday. Tell everyone you know. That was a tweet by Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales. If you try to use Wikipedia tomorrow, you'll find yourself looking at nothing more than a blank screen. Wikipedia, along with social news site Reddit and a plethora of other big names, are going on strike this week to protest a bill that is being brought before Congress in the USA. The Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA, and the Protect IP Act, or PIPA, are before the House of Representatives and the Senate, respectively. But many internet users are concerned this legislation threatens the freedom of the internet and believes the government is going about the problem in the wrong way. Joining me again on Morning Magazine is Dr. Tama Lever from Curtin University to explain why this bill is causing such a fuss. Good morning, Dr. Lever.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Take us through the mechanism SOPA and PIPA would create for copyright holders to sort of pursue issues.
Okay, so the main idea here is that the media industries in the US, so we're talking the big media industries like Hollywood and so on and so forth, have recognised that they have exhausted every legal means they have available to take down pirate websites, because most of those websites are situated outside the US borders. So legally, there's very little they can do. It's that contradiction of having sort of national laws and a global information economy. And so this law, in theory, is supposed to be entirely aimed at dealing with those foreign websites. So blocking those by initially tweaking the domain name system, which is sort of the fundamental hardware that runs the internet, and saying you can't see these sites in the US. Secondly, it's going after any support network. So for example, any advertisers, or for example a Visa or MasterCard was allowing these sites to process funds, the same sort of thing they did when they went out after WikiLeaks. And the third thing, and the thing that's probably the scariest, is it makes third-party intermediaries responsible for filtering their own links. So for example, it means that if Google or Facebook or Twitter had a link on it to one of these websites that somehow bypassed the blocking that was already in place, then it's the responsibility of those companies to filter what their users are saying. And that's probably the bit that has most people upset, because that's a fundamentally, well, it makes every social media company, every search engine, a filter of their own right.
Now, this is, some of the really big names in the internet industry, like Google, Microsoft, Reddit, Wikipedia, have all come out condemning SOPA in the strongest possible language. But from what I've been reading, for them, although a headache, it's probably going to be much more concerning for anyone wishing to start anything up in the new net environment post SOPA. What kind of implications would it have for the little fish in the pond?
Well, that's exactly right, because for the big fish, while it's annoying, they've got the financial resources and they've got, you know, hundreds of tech support staff. They can build that filter if needs be. But for the upcoming, or for the new companies, they might be starting with one or two people. But what it means is one of those two people will have to be building the filter as quickly as you build the new system, because one of the allowances under these two bills is that you can sue anybody who you feel isn't filtering their sites well enough. And so it means that for a startup, you've got to spend so much time trying to build filters before you even build your company that you're unlikely to get started. So there is a real concern that it will infringe on the innovation and creativity needed for internet startups to really get going.
As I mentioned just a second ago, like, some really big names have come out against this. Why do you think that the corporate interest involved in government in the States on behalf of copyright holders, so the MPAA and the Recording Industry Association, all that kind of thing, why do you think they have been able to bring so much sway forward when the companies that they're sort of locking horns with are as big, if not bigger, companies like Google and Microsoft, you know, massive multinational players?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is a long tradition in the US that some of the biggest donators, if you like, to various Congress people's campaigns have been the Hollywood industries. The fact that the length of copyright has been extended a number of times over the last 50 years is entirely because Hollywood pays an enormous amount of money into the campaign funds for various senators, and because of the way that the US political system is set up, senators spend an awful lot of their time fundraising for the next elections, which is in itself a different issue, but one that's deeply related. Now, it is also true, though, that Google and Microsoft and Facebook and other companies are also becoming larger campaign donors, and their voices are becoming as loud, which is why if you saw the other day, the White House has come out against SOPA, at least, so one of these two bills, saying it's just too extreme, it's so likely that this would also impinge on freedom of speech that we just can't support it.
Now, but this is interesting because the Obama administration, as you just said, came out strongly against the bill because it violated sort of intrinsic rights and truths held within the American Constitution. But the Obama administration just signed the NDAA, giving the US the power to detain anyone indefinitely without charge or trial, completely removing things like habeas corpus. I mean, if he's willing to sign away an element of the Constitution in one act, could he possibly not do the same thing and sort of sign it in and then also add like a signing memo saying, oh, I signed it, but I didn't really like signing it?
Well, that would have been a possibility, and there have been some fairly disappointing decisions through Obama's office of late. But it is also true that there is enough internal interest now in the US that it would have, I think, more negative political flack than removing certain political and indeed legal rights from even US citizens, as you mentioned. But I do think that the fact that Wikipedia and another of other big recognized social media companies are going dark for 24 hours, so literally, you know, in about 3 hours, Wikipedia will go dark. You won't be able to get anything. They get on average 25 million hits a day. That is the primary source of knowledge for an awful lot of people. That will raise more attention about this than I think than any other single act. And I do think with that level of critical interest that, especially for Obama, whose campaign base is grassroots, that he had to come out and take a side, which the White House had previously avoided doing, since this was obviously a congressional set of bills.
Finally, just to finish up, what, if anything, could a humble internet-loving Australian do to help stop either SOPA or PIPA?
Well, at the end of the day, we can join in. We can make our voices heard as well. There are a lot of individual websites and blogs and places like that which are also going dark for the day to protest. And it is a real important issue for Australians as well, because we tend to follow suit. If the US laws change, you can almost guarantee have a year or two down the track, we'd probably come up with almost exactly the same law and sign it into being. So it is an important issue, I think, for everyone. And I do think making people aware of how flawed this bill is, not least of all because the name sounds quite reasonable. Stopping online piracy sounds like a reasonable thing to a lot of people, but it's how they go about that is the enormous problem.
Dr. Tamaliva, always a pleasure to have you on the show and help us understand some of the trickier tech questions out there in the world.
Pleasure to chat with you.
That was Dr. Tamaliva from Curtin University. And if you're interested in what SOPA's doing and how to help sort of stem the flow of the loss of rights on the internet, you can head to sopastrike.org.